The hair is unmistakable. Old-fashioned Russian hair, swept back from the forehead, thickly and unusually abundant. Leonard stands on the rug a meter from the television screen to see more closely. The video footage is grainy and unsteady, purposefully amateur. The man reading the prepared statement in the curtained room does not mean to be recognized. Indeed, he has masked his face to the bridge of the nose with what appears to be a child's scarf. His voice, crudely distorted on the soundtrack, is childlike too. He wears sunglasses, defiantly unfashionable eclipse, 10 years old at least. The light beam from the camera is lasered at his chest, and the lower half of his scarf, so that what little of the face can be seen, the ears, the eyebrows, and the forehead, is underlit and ghostly. But still the hair is unmistakable. Leonard sits. He stands to find the remote console. Sits again. He is breathless. And it is with a shaking hand that he clicks open an on-screen toolbar, pastes a password, enters personal briefcase, selects menu, archive, album, Austin, and waits for the file of photographs to download. 100 or so chattering thumbnails peel out of the icon and tile across the desktop. It is easy to spot the group of images he wants. They are indoor shots, flash bright, and the only ones without an intense sapphire sky. Those days in Texas were almost cloudless. He highlights a single photograph with an archive date of 10/27/06 and expands it. And there they are, the three of them, posing side by side in Gruber's old-time barbecue, meat spread out across the table on butcher's paper, with polystyrene tubs of pinto beans and coleslaw, and a line of bottles, shiner box. The room is blue with smoke, and, he remembers, blue with swearing. He zooms in on the man to the left in the photograph and drags the expanded image up the screen so that it is parked next to the newscast box. It is only a few minutes before the video segment is repeated, and only a few seconds after it begins, Leonard is able to freeze an image of the masked face. Now he can compare. He cannot tell exactly what he hopes to find. On the left, photographed without much care or interest, 18 years previously, by the girl who cleared tables at Gruber's, is Maxie, the big-smiled American son of Russian immigrants. That much is certain. His black moustache and beard were sparse and adolescent in those days. His hair, long on top, parted slightly to the right, was swept back over his ears, with just a few loose strands. He looked like the teenage Stalin in that famous early photograph that became the poster for the biopic in the early 2020s. Young Steele. Unfeasibly handsome and intense. And on the right, snatched from the newscast, is the masked man, guarding his identity. And filmed by whom? A comrade, colleague, accomplice? Neither of the images is well defined. A frozen, hazy video clip and an overexpanded photo detail. A mosaic of pixels. The evidence is blurry at best. But Leonard is convinced. These two images, separated by almost 18 years, are of the same man. The same swept tundra look, the same wind-sculpted brow, the same off-center widow's peak. No sign of balding yet, or grey. It's Maxie, then. Maxie Lerman. Maxie Lermontov. On active service, evidently. His head at least has aged extremely well. His head has aged much better than Leonard's own. Leonard's hair is grey, a little prematurely. It is not abundant. As almost ever, Maxie has the edge on him.